com in the news center. I'm Tyler Cup.
WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. Good Pharmacy. Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 60 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have in front of us for the very first time. I don't know why it's the very first time. Very first time I've ever had him on Straight Talk. Would you just be quiet over here? I'm not talking to you. You know, don't you have an eye appointment or something to fix somebody? I mean, what? Yeah, do you want to open your bag of potato chips now? Oh, by the way, Lamar Thompson is our guest this afternoon. Lamar, everybody knows Lamar from the YMCA, but he's never been formally introduced to the community for all the things that he's done. So I took it upon myself, because I see him all the time, to say, hey, how about coming on the show? And he said, okay. So let's start off with some intros. Tell everybody a little bit about Lamar.
Yep. My name is Lamar Thompson, born and raised here in Rock Hill. Been here basically, you know, for 54 years. Married with three kids and a wonderful grandson.
Good for you. Now, you are with the Upper Palmetto YMCA. Tell me what you're...
I am. I am the VP of the Upper Palmetto YMCA, the Western York County branches. And I've been doing that for 30 years and been having fun, have made a career out of it. I love my YMCA.
Good for you. Well, I think a lot of people do. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So when we say the Western York County YMCAs, keep in mind now, the Upper Palmetto YMCA has got how many branches now?
Dozen? We have 12 branches. 12 that is correct. Yep. And one resident camp, which is Camp Cherokee.
And is there anybody in this community that hasn't been to Camp Cherokee?
Not at all. Everybody's been to Camp Cherokee. The best camp ever.
All right. So those are the branches you're responsible for are?
Are the Wedgwood branch, Riverwalk branch, the York branch, and also the Charlotte Avenue branch.
All right. You don't have Clover?
Nope.
You don't have Clover.
Nope, there's another guy that's responsible for that.
Now, what really interested me, besides hearing bits and pieces of your story, is you've been quite an athlete. Most of you went to where, Rock Hill High School?
I did, yes, sir, yes.
Now, you played football?
Yep, yes, sir.
And your position was?
Tailback. I was tailback and defensive back. And I also played a little baseball early on. Coach Eddie Hill at the time was my varsity coach. Played shortstop there. And also wrestled. Right. And, of course, Jim Barnes.
All right. So now, of all those sports, you excelled in all of them, from what I understand.
Yes, sir.
You did very well. But was wrestling your big one? Was that the one you did the best?
Yes, that's the one I liked the most, just because I can't blame anyone. You know, with the other ones, I can blame the tackle or blame, you know, somebody else for it. But with wrestling, you cannot blame anyone but yourself, you know. And preparation was really a big thing to me. I wanted to make sure I was well prepared for the matches. So I love wrestling.
So now, what weight class did you wrestle?
I wrestled 145. 145. My first year, I started out at 119. Wrestled in the ninth grade at 119, and then I wrestled at 145 after that.
So let me go back here. So in ninth, was that when you first wrestled, was in the ninth grade?
Yes. Then we were at Sullivan Middle School, and they would Coach Barnes would bring a bus over to pick us up.
Okay.
And then he would take us over to the high school.
Okay.
But yes, 119 was my first weight class.
All right. So to gain basically 25 pounds, between ninth grade and 10th grade.
Yes.
Did the coach put you on a regimen to gain the weight?
Nope. I was playing football, too, and I knew that I needed to, with playing running back, those big guys coming after you, I knew I need to have a little weight on me. So I put on just a few pounds just to, you know.
All right, now, you went on from high school to college.
To Newberry College and played football.
Play football?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
And you played 4 years there?
Yep, played 4 years there. And
tailback?
I played defensive back there. Defensive back there, I played punt return and kickoff return. So mainly defense in college.
So now, did you enjoy knocking people down more than running the ball?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. It's a better feeling, you know, chasing them than them chasing you.
So did you get a reputation for being a bad dude out there?
Yeah, yes, I was pretty good there as far as making contact.
All right, but now wrestling, you really started to excel in wrestling.
I did.
You were wrestling at 145.
Yep. I started out at 119 and I finished third and then came back my sophomore year and finished second. I was runner-up. And
we're talking about state championship.
Yeah, state championship wrestling,
wow.
Yes. And then my last 2 years, I was state champions at 145.
And
then I went on. Coach Barnes took us to the Nationals in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was able to wrestle in the Nationals. And then you had to be a state champion to be there.
Okay.
And I was able to win the national championship for the Nationals and one of two guys to pin in the finals. So it was pretty cool feeling.
Shoot,
being able to pin in the finals.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
boy, that's something.
You. Thank you.
Now, did you go to the Nationals 1 year or 2 years? I mean,
Then you could only go 1 year. You can only go your senior year.
Oh, I
and
see.
And I think it's a little different now, but yeah.
Okay. So you pinned your opponent.
I did. I think I caught him by surprise.
So where was your opponent from? Can you remember?
He was from Dallas.
From Dallas,
yes,
Texas?
Dallas, Texas, yes. Yes.
So he was in the same weight class, obviously,
yep.
145.
Mm-hmm.
Was he about your stature? Was he taller? Leaner?
Well, you know what? I tell you what. It looked like he was about 180, to be honest. It looked like he was pretty big. So
when you went out there and you looked at this guy who looked like he was 180,
mm-hmm.
did you get a little bit nervous? Like, I don't know what I'm in here.
You know, not at all. You know, I tell you what, I was pretty cocky, and I felt good about it. I really did. I felt good about it, and I was able to – he shot in on me from the beginning. And,
mistake.
And, yes, and I was able to take advantage of that.
You just got right on the backside of him,
right,
didn't you?
And took him down, yes.
Now, how many rounds – can you remember how many – don't they call it rounds?
Yeah, it's three periods. Yes.
Three periods.
Mm-hmm. And that was the first period. I pinned in the first period.
You pinned him in the first period.
Yes, sir.
You just raised your arm, yay,
oh, yes.
Like Rocky.
Happy as I can be.
Did you have a – were your parents there or was
nope.
You were just there by yourself?
Yep. It was just me and Coach Barnes. Coach Barnes was the coach, the parent, the everything then.
Boy, I bet you he was – just tickled pink, wasn't
it? Oh, man, yes. The biggest smile ever. I was glad to achieve that.
So did you wrestle at all at Newberry?
Nope.
No.
I did not. I only played football. Back then, Newberry didn't have wrestling.
It didn't.
Not at that time. But actually now, they're actually pretty good. They got a pretty good program.
So did you get a scholarship to go to Newberry?
Yes, for football.
Good for you.
Yes. And my brother wrestled at Carson Newman. And I was sort of hearing about all of the struggling he was doing with losing weight and trying to keep up with the grades. And I said, you know what? I got the option to eat, be fat, and be happy. I'm going to play some football. So that's what I did.
All right. So you graduated from Newberry.
Yes.
And then you come home and immediately start to work with the Y or what?
I done my internship at the YMCA.
Yeah.
And then I actually had accepted a job with social work. My brother worked there in Gastonia.
Uh-huh.
And then Mobile. Mr. Mobile talked me into becoming an assistant child care director at Charlotte Avenue and sports director. So I've been having fun ever since.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
Never would imagine.
Now, have you always been at the Charlotte Avenue branch?
Always.
Always.
Yes. I've been there the entire time.
Isn't
yes.
That
besides,
something?
You know, helping with the other branches.
So for those who have not been in Rock Hill long, there have been a number of, what do I call it, additions or whatever, remodelings or whatever. Of
to
Charlotte
Avenue? Oh, man, yes. We started out with the men's locker room, and we basically just re-gut that whole thing and made it really, really nice. So the men's are still bragging about that, and that's been quite a while, you know, since we did that. Now we're in the process of doing the women's locker room,
right?
And that project is going on as we speak, and that's going to be just as good as the men's locker room. We also have the fitness zone upstairs.
Yeah.
That used to be the old cardio room. We remodeled that, and it turned out, you know, outstanding. And what most like about that is you have to be 18 or older to utilize that room.
Right.
So we have a lot of people that go up there and take advantage of that.
Sure.
And the last thing we're in the process of doing is the water slides. So we actually remodeled, you know, taking down the water slides and putting up new water slides as we speak. We're waiting for them to go through DHEC and everything to be able to put them up, hopefully in the next few weeks.
I saw the flyer this morning when I walked into the Y.
Yes.
About the water slides. Was that, mm-hmm. that was neat. Now, the remodelings of the locker rooms, and I tell you, the transformation of the men's locker room, I can't begin to tell you what it was like.
Oh, yeah.
It was just about as god-awful as it could be. But you turned that thing into something that I said before.
Yes.
I don't think Donald Trump has something that nice down at Mar-a-Lago.
Let me tell you what. We got people from other, you know, from other cities coming to utilize our men's locker room. I mean, it's really that good. They're taking full advantage of it. When I say we did it first class, we did it first class.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't mess around with keeping anything. You just gutted the whole thing and started over.
Yes, yes.
And I gather you're doing that with the women's
locker room. The same thing with the women's. And we were able to learn a few things from the men that we're going to correct with the women's and make the women's even better.
Okay. Now, you also have an old locker room right next to the pool.
Yes.
Now, is that scheduled to be on there?
Yes, sir. The plans are to, once we finish the women's locker room, we're going down to the pool, and we're going to be remodeling those four locker rooms as well.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's going to be long time coming, but it's going to be really nice.
Well, you know, it's interesting because over this period of time you've been with the Y, you've been with them now, what, 30 years?
30 years, yes.
30 years. Mm-hmm. The Y has grown its footprint across the Upper Palmetto region. I mean, tremendously, all these branches. And I guess, I mean, nobody ever wanted to see the mothership, the Charlotte Avenue Y, which is where it all started.
Absolutely.
Just fall down into disrepair.
Absolutely.
And you guys, the management team, you said, okay, this is our baby, and we're just going to keep this thing going, and
that's right.
You're bringing it up to standards.
Yep, it's just like grandma's house, and you want to make sure that it's kept up, and we do it right. And it took us a little time to get there. But
it's a lot of money involved.
Yes,
a lot of money.
A lot of money. And the leadership of, you know, with Kirk Ike, he definitely came in, and he wanted to make Charlotte Avenue, he wanted to make it nice. And he started out, you know, it's taking us, man, and we're actually having to redo, we got 7 rooftops that we're having to do too. And those are things that, you know, most people don't even see, but it costs a lot of money to replace the roofs. And we're actually doing that as well. So
7 rooftops of the Charlotte Avenue.
Having to.
That's a big, I mean, I don't know how many square feet is that, but
right offhand, I don't want to misquote, so I won't even say.
It's big.
Yes.
It's big. But what's interesting is the land that you have, you really can't make it any bigger.
Not at all.
And have adequate parking. I mean, there's times you can go in there and you can't find a parking place.
Absolutely. I don't know if you remember, we had like a duplex back in the parking lot at one time that we moved a duplex out of the parking lot, and now it's over here by McDonald's, and it's still there today, and we were able to get some more parking places because, you know, everything was so tight at the time.
Interesting. So, very interesting. Well, I tell you what, when we come back from our mid-program break, I want to talk just a little bit about the why and, to me, what an important part of the infrastructure of the community this YMCA is.
Absolutely.
Can't speak for any other YMCA. I'm just talking about this YMCA. So let's remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Find out more about them online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, fresh subs and salads. That's what we do here at Substation 2. You can come here and get fattened up, then go to the Y and lose it, right?
That's
okay.
Right.
How we do it is in the white letters, and anybody who can read this big old T-shirt is invited to participate. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Attention sublovers, Substation 2 is turning 40 and we're celebrating. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Be one of the first 40 customers through our doors on June 6th and win one free sub every month for an entire year. But wait, there's more. The next 40 customers will snag an incredible 40% discount on any one order placed by the end of this year. It's a sandwich sensation at Substation 2. Come join us June 6th as we celebrate 40 years of mouth-watering subs and salads. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. You know, we got a popular guest here, and he's talking to everybody on the sidelines. And the good doctor over here who stops eating chips to talk to you. And all. Hey, I'm glad he's going to go get a drink. Come, get away. All right, I want to go back to your sports. All right. You excelled, obviously, in everything you did sports-wise. But your real big thing was wrestling.
Yes.
And you got a national championship.
I did.
My God. So every state sent their
state champion.
State champion to this meet.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of a round robin or something.
Yes, sir.
Was it single elimination or double elimination? How did it work?
It was actually double elimination.
Okay.
But when I say you had to be a state champion from your state to be invited to go, and it was just the best of the best there.
Okay, but when you at that tournament, mm-hmm. for the best of the best, it was a double elimination tournament?
Yes.
Did you lose a match at all?
I did not. I did not. I went there with the intentions of not losing. Now, I did win one of my matches by 1 point. That was my closest match, and I think that was like my fourth or fifth round.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was going to say, how many rounds did you have to go through?
I had to go through seven rounds.
Yeah. Seven rounds?
Yes, yes.
All in one day?
No, it was over a two-day period.
Over a two-day period.
Two-day period. Yeah, when I first got there, I was 5 pounds overweight. So I had a couple hours to cut 5 pounds. And
we won't ask how you did that.
Having fun.
Having fun. So how did you prep for the matches? Did Coach Barnes say, look, this guy is such and such and such and such, you know, try this move on him or not?
Yeah, Coach Barnes didn't know anything about these guys.
Nothing.
You know, it was just you get out there and you perform. You know, I knew I only had one chance to do it. So I just had to, you know, figure it out as I was going, you know. So sometimes you figure out guys is better on the mat than standing, and it was one of them things you learn as you go.
And that's something.
Yes.
And this is back in the days before they had tapes and videos circulating before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you didn't know what the heck you had.
Right.
All right. So the culmination of all this is, and the only reason I found out about this was because you just several weeks ago were enshrined into the York County Hall of Fame, York County Sports Hall of Fame.
I did.
That's
yes.
when I found out he's doing what? He's doing what? How was that? I mean, did that catch you all by surprise?
Yeah, it was good. You know, my name's been on that list for, you know, for quite, you know, for a few years, I should say. But just to get the honor to join that fraternity, it's just amazing. It's something that I always wanted. And to see it come to truth, you know, is a great thing. Yeah, so.
Good for you.
Yes.
And you had the whole family there.
Oh, my God, yes. They wouldn't have it no other way. You know, they were more excited about it than I was, you know. So, but I feel real special about it because my mom, she only go to church and to the doctor. And to get her out of the house to come to that event was really special.
Oh, you that's know? Nice.
So I was glad to have her there.
And now, you're one of how many children?
We got three. Yes, yeah, I got a brother and a sister, older brother and older sister.
They were there?
Yeah, oh yes, yes.
Right.
They were there. Yeah, those were my sparring partners back in the day.
Did you ever wrestle your brother?
Yes, he wrestled heavyweight in college. Okay. So he wrestled in college, I didn't. Okay. So, yes, when I wrestle him, I have to move really quick and not let him grab me, you know, because he's a pretty strong guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was what, like 190 or
190? Oh, no, he was 250.
And you're 145.
Big boy, right, right.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
He's a big boy. He's a big match. Boy, yes.
All right, so I was not there.
Oh, yes.
I was there, but I was not there.
I was giving my partner a shout out.
Lamar and I play pickleball together.
Yes.
We are the reigning champions of whatever the league is we want to call it.
That's right.
So, you were very kind to say, I want to acknowledge my pickleball partner out here, and I wasn't there. I left because the event was running long in time, and I had to get up at 3 o'clock the next morning. I said, I'm out of here.
That's what they told me. That's what they told me.
So my understanding is you made a shout-out to me.
Yes.
And Ravina Miller yelled back, he's gone to bed.
That's what that was. I didn't know. But, yeah, somebody said, he's probably in bed now.
You
know, but yeah, but I wanted them to know I got a 78-year-old partner that's pretty darn good, you know.
We're bad.
That's right.
We're bad
we'll
out there.
Tough.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so now back to the why. And I mean, that was a great honor,
yes.
A wonderful honor.
Absolutely.
For you to get that. And I don't know what your remarks were, but I gather you thanked a whole lot of people.
Of course. Yes. Because it wouldn't have happened without them, you know, especially, you know, always start with God, because God is the top of everything I do. And, of course, thanking the family and thanking the YMCA family, because, you know, they really made that night special by, you know, Kirk. I think we had two tables, and it was really good to see all of my, you know, my Y family there along with my family.
So I want to take the last few minutes, and I want to talk about the why.
Okay.
Because I have been going there for a long time now, probably 30 years or better, more.
Wow.
And I'm there just about every day. The thing that really amazes me about the why is the culture.
Yes.
What I like about the why is it's kind of like a safe zone for anybody.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you are. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can be fat, you can be skinny, you can be black, you can be white. I don't give a damn what you are.
Yes.
Everybody just seems, when they walk through those doors, whatever that baggage is, it's kind of out there left in the parking lot.
Absolutely.
And everybody gets along. And it's just, I don't know whether I'm just lucky because the group I'm with in the morning is like that, but I think the whole atmosphere of the Y is like that.
And it is. It's like that all day, you know. We like to call it from cradle to grave, you know, from 6 weeks old. And, you know, some of our oldest member is a guy at the York YMCA. He's 102, and he still come. But at Charlotte Avenue, You know, we speaking to everyone, and it's a safe haven. It's a safe spot for people to come and just have fun, not worry about all the issues that's going on outside, and just come to the Y and just have a great time. And if you think of any other place besides church where you got your infant all the way up to the parents coming to the same place and enjoying, you know, they say it's by, you know, mom in aerobics class, you know, dad maybe shooting basketball, kids maybe in child watch, just having a great time. And that's what the Y is known for. And it's really a great place to be.
Well, I think it really... Again, I'm only talking about the Upper Palmetto Y. Mm-hmm. It's where you get to know people who are not like you.
Absolutely.
People who don't look like you, mm-hmm. people who don't come from the same background you are. Yep. And it's just amazing the talent we have in this community, the personalities that we have in this community. I mean, if you could come in.
I'm sure you can call a few by name.
Yeah, I won't do that on this. But, I mean, if you could just come in at the group we hang with at 6:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. I mean, that group is, they're just all the time kidding and joking, having a good time, doing whatever their thing is, whether it's pickleball or lifting weights or getting upstairs with the treadmills or the rowing machine or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just enjoying that time there.
Absolutely. I will say we got 51,700 members in our association. So our association is huge. And when, for whatever reason, if you are having surgery and you're not showing up, someone's calling to check on you. And whether that's, you know, someone from the staff or one of the members, it's family. And you know what I like the most is when they say my why. Because it's their why, you know. It's not just any why, it's my why. And, you know, it lets you know that they really belong.
Oh, that's good. So the Upper Palmetto Y now stretches all over the place. As we said, a dozen branches.
Absolutely.
And I knew this was going to happen. As soon as you built that Indian Land branch, it was going to be out of date. Because, I mean, that's the biggest why you got.
It is. And we've outgrown it already. I mean, I tell you what, it's packed out there, and that's the largest Y in our association, Indian Land, you know, but it's buzzing out there.
Well, I'm glad that don't have to go there. I mean, this Y here is busy enough.
Oh, absolutely.
But we don't have, you know, 8 lanes of traffic going up and back.
Correct.
Which is what the Indian Land Y has got.
That is correct.
So are they going to have to expand that one?
Well, you know, I tell you what, we're just going to have to get creative with space inside the building. And we were in Chicago about a month ago to come up with ideas of how we can best utilize the space that we have.
Does the Y, the National Y, because you're part of the National YMCA, do they take a look at various, I don't know, barometers of what Ys are supposed to be doing and rank Ys? In other words, the Upper Palmetto YMCA system, we're going to give them a grade 2, and this group of Ys down here, wherever they are in Alabama, is going to get a group of 5. Yeah. I mean, do they rank you at all?
Well, you know what? That may be a great question for Kirk. You know, I'm sure there's some type of ranking that's going on, but I'm not sure, Zach, you know, that process. But Mr. Kirk, I can probably tell you.
Well, my guess is this. I'll bet you that you have your peers from other Ys.
Oh, absolutely.
Coming down here from time to time just to walk the footprint and see what's going on.
Absolutely, yes. They love to go to Indian Land to sort of, you know, see what we've done there, because we learned so much from the CSDY by when we built Indian Land, and we were able to make some changes to Indian Land that really is top-notch.
Now, you're talking about the Clover School District,
Clover School District, yes, sir.
And that was
the one
that came before the Indian Land Y?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
two major projects. And I tell you what, for people who don't know this, I mean, building a Y is an expensive deal.
Oh, you
right?
can say that again.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So you always look for partners, you know, like the Clover School District chipped in the land, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
You all built the building or however. No, I think the bond up there did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you operate the doggone things.
Absolutely, yeah. Community partners is the way to do it. You know, we want to grow together in this community, and, you know, what better way than to have partners with doing it?
Well, you are a valuable part of the infrastructure to you personally.
Well, thank you, sir.
As well as the Upper Palmetto YMCA, Kirk Ike, and all the guys and gals
absolutely.
And ladies that do all this. You employ, how many people do you employ?
Oh, my God. Just in the Western York County, I was doing payroll the other night. It's 210 employees that I have. Oh my God. And that's full-time and part-time.
So that's just one. That's just one.
Yeah, that's just the Western York County branches. Yes.
That's the Western York County. All right, well, Lamar, thank you, and congratulations again on the being inducted in the York County Sports Hall of Fame. Good job.
Thank you.
Good guy. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relaxing with Founders, and by Anderson Green's Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGreens.com. Now, when we want him to talk, will he talk? Okay, here, let's find out. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How we do it is in the white letters. We hope that you'll turn around and see the white letters and participate. If you don't, that's up to you. Okay. At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261 CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.